The Degania Dairy is one of Israel's biggest and oldest. Cows have been milked here since 1910, when the Degania Kibbutz was established by Zionist pioneers from Russia who believed they were building a socialist utopia. But these dairy workers, unlike those who came before, now receive a salary just like workers in any other business. Degania is no longer a socialist enterprise, but is run like a big business. The kibbutz has a thriving industrial diamond business, and it also grows and sells millions of dollars of agricultural products. Recently, the 320 members of the kibbutz met here and voted to stop putting all their wages into a collective account and start receiving individual salaries based on ability, salaries they could spend as they wanted. The move made headlines in Israel. Degania, Israel's oldest socialist kibbutz, had gone capitalist. Shay Shoshani runs the multi-million dollar operation. Shoshani, who has lived at Degania for nearly 30 years, says the reforms were necessary.
I can say to you that many people say to us today, after we make the reform, that now they feel more commitment and more kibbutznik than in the past. Because, you know, all over the world, things change, idea change, and we decided here not to stay stuck in the past.
Degania members now pay for services such as electricity and water, and also a new tax to support the elderly and those less well-off. The changes would have shocked Degania's early pioneers, a mix of socialists, anarchists, and communists who believed strongly in a collectivist ideology. Most members back the changes. The few who do not, like this woman, refuse to talk on camera about them. Others are like Yonah Shapiro, whose parents were one of the founders of Degania. Shapiro says at first she was unsure about the reforms, but now has adapted to them.
It's different. I can't say it's what was before. But it also didn't change so much to me, because in my thought, in my feeling, I live as I lived before. The fact that I go to work, it's also give me a touch to younger people that work. I don't have to work, but I work and I talk to them and I like them and I feel very good between them. And so I can't say that I feel any different on this way.
Alan Shapiro, Yona's husband, moved to Degania in 1955 from the United States. He says he too was reluctant to embrace the changes, but now believes they were a good idea.
There were many members who were underemployed, perhaps taking advantage, or at least relying on the general kibbutz rule of to each according to his needs and from each according to his abilities. People do earn more if they work more. And we have a number of members who are working more than they did before the change. And this is reflected in the economic situation of the kibbutz.
Degania occupies a special place in Israel's history. This Syrian tank was captured by Degania's members in Israel's War of Independence in 1948. The legendary Israeli general Moshe Dayan was born and raised at Degania. Now Degania is writing a new chapter in Israel's history, reinventing itself for the 21st century. Jim Teeple, VOA News, at the Degania Kibbutz.